There we go. What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good. You can hear me good?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you good. Well, man. You know, I appreciate you for coming on the podcast, bro.
Nah, for sure. I appreciate you for the invite. Good looking.
Definitely, man. I love what you're doing, man. I came across you on IG and just everything you're doing, because I'm really into podcasting. So I like when I see other podcasts, it's going crazy.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, I'll be seeing your content. It's really good. And I just like the approach that you took, like when we first tapped in.
Definitely. I thought you was about to dub me.
Nah. So the first time I was like, I don't know, because I was trying to get the time and stuff. And then that's when the day that we were supposed to shoot, you had rescheduled it. So I was like, dang, I don't know if we're going to do it or not.
Nah, I appreciate it, though.
Nah, for sure.
So for the people on my platform that don't know, can you tell them about your brand a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm Travion, and I'm a content creator, and I have a podcast. I'm also a graphic designer. So really, just to sum it up, we do all things content. So my brand is Worry Team Made It. We provide services for content creators. It's a creative agency. We provide services like YouTube thumbnails, flyer designs, event branding, video editing, all of that stuff in a creative space is what I do for Worry Team Made It. And I've been doing that since March 2020. I originally started off as a YouTuber myself. And when I got through the time of like going in depression and stuff in my during high school years, I was like, all right, I need to find another way to pivot, because I know I didn't want to quit YouTube and different things. So got into the graphic design space. That led me to more opportunities than I could have ever had with just being on YouTube. And so with that, I got led to my mentor, David Shands. And over time, we started building a relationship. He had gave me the opportunity to be on a podcast called Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult.
Super fire. And how old are you?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
I'm 20.
20. Super young. I'm 31.
Yeah. That's crazy. You look like you're in your 20s.
Everybody say that. That's crazy.
You really do.
That's so you're 20. You was going through depression in high school.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about that, can you?
Nah, for sure. So yeah, during that time, what I realized over time was I didn't go through a healing process before starting my YouTube channel and stuff. I had a bunch of trauma. My father wasn't in my life when I was younger. I had went through like just so many things in my childhood, but I won't say that I had a bad childhood. It's just that I was missing a void of not having a father figure aside from my stepdad. But to have your biological father in your life, that was like the void that wasn't filled for me. So when I started my YouTube channel and stuff, I'm being on in front of camera and I'm starting to notice things about myself. I'm noticing that I'm an introvert. And when people are coming up to me saying like, oh, I see you on YouTube, you should do this, you should do it, like do that what you did on the video. I'm like, I don't really want to do that, because I'm like an introvert. It's like, if I'm comfortable when I'm alone and I'm in front of the camera, but in public, I'm more reserved and I open up to people that I'm comfortable with. So learned that. And as I'm on YouTube is growing. I'm getting views on my YouTube channel, grew my channel to 59,000 subs. And that's when everything started hitting. That's when the depression started coming in. I started realizing that I just wasn't satisfied with myself. And I just had some voids that needed to be healed. So I took a break, and that's how I got into graphic design. Cause as I mentioned, I didn't want to stop being in YouTube. So I just started working with other creators behind the scenes.
Super fire. And you feel like you got over that? Like you,
yeah,
you
so
go with yourself?
For sure. So right now I'm still like learning myself. I'm only 20, so I'm realizing it's still a growth process, and it's never a process where you just officially are healed. You still are going to have some open wounds. You still are going to have some things that you need to heal through. So I'm learning that I'm healed. I don't have the void of, oh, I need my father in my life, but I do know that I have weak foundations with relationship with men in general, just like men that are friends, men that are my the people that I work with, and I'm realizing, okay, how can I start to be more intentional about building these relationships? Because my mom was always in my life. She always was there providing everything that I needed. So with that being said, it's like I'm healed, but I know I still got some healing to do. And I even thought about going to therapy this year.
Super fire. I hope you get over 100%.
Nah, for sure.
You young, you too young for that.
Yeah.
Facts. So you 20, you got a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I gotta ask, you feel like being a creator saved you? Like, helped you out a lot?
Yeah, being a creator definitely helped me out. It helped me put my mind on something. It helped me focus and reach for a goal. But the one thing that I realized is with content creation and all of this, you have to really, really want it, because a lot of people are out there just doing content just to do it, and they see other people doing it, and they're not really aiming for no end goal. I know that with Royalty Media, I want it to be a household name. I want it to be a legacy built. I don't want it to be a lifetime brand. So when I'm gone, I want it to still live on. And I want to be like Tyler Perry Studios, Tiana Taylor Productions. And so with that, content has really just allowed me to express myself in so many ways. I remember being a kid and just watching music videos and watching interviews. And I still watch a bunch of interviews because I'm just inspired by hearing people's story. And I'm inspired by seeing people's process of the growth, seeing people's process of going through hard times and making it out on the other side. So yeah, content has definitely put my mind to focus on something and reach goals.
Yeah, me too. For like the podcast, and definitely saved me too.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the one thing that I can say is podcasting, being that I'm naturally an introvert, it has helped me be able to communicate myself better, be able to express myself more. And podcasting, in a sense, almost was the start of therapy, I'm not gonna lie, because you're just able to express yourself in front of a camera for a long period of time in a long format. With a short on Instagram, a clip on TikTok, you only got a good minute or so before the clip is out. With the podcast, you could sit there for an hour and express yourself as long as you need in the most in-depth way.
Right. And linking up with David Shins, how's that? Because that's super fire.
Yeah, so linking up with Dave, it definitely was a great opportunity, and it happened naturally. So as I'm working, I started off with my business doing just thumbnails. So I started off, and it was working out well because I have my YouTube channel. I was able to convert that audience, that support, over to my business. So the first few people I started working with was Maude the God, which is Queen and Clarence's friend. And I started working with them closely because they were people that were on my YouTube channel. And going to Dave, that's how it all started to build, because I started building this clientele. And so when I reached out to Dave, the way that I found him is through Clubhouse. I see him on Clubhouse. He was with a whole bunch of other entrepreneurs. And I'm like, I don't know what it is about him, but he's resonating with me the most. So I screenshot his page, never looked at it again. Come back, go to YouTube. I see him on my homepage, and I start diving into all his podcast episodes, watching it. I'm like, yo, I'm inspired. So I go on his Instagram a day or two later. Soon as I go on his Instagram, and I feel as though this was alignment, go on his Instagram, and the first thing he comments is, has on his story is, I need someone who can make thumbnails. Mind you, I make thumbnails. So right. I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, snap, that's crazy. And another great thing is that the post said 23 hours ago. So I'm thinking, dang, somebody probably already done tapped in with him. But luckily, nobody hadn't. So I don't know if anybody did. Maybe he just didn't reach out to them. But I know when I was trying to get in contact with him, I wasn't following him. So this was my trick that I did. I went to his followers to see who he follows and I follow, and if they follow the both of us. Once I did that, I tapped in with them. I was like, I will pay you anything right now if you could just DM him so you could get to him quicker, because I knew me DMing him is going to be in his request. And so when I did that, he responded to her in like 5 minutes, and I thank her for that opportunity. And I was like, do you want to be paid? She was like, no. I was like, all right, cool. I truly appreciate you. Ever since then, it just flowed. I was still in high school at the time, and it just flowed ever since.
Super fire. And He's fire, man. He's like definitely the podcast king.
Yeah, for sure. I always hear people telling me how he was in Cumberland Mall and they met him years ago. Like, Dave, he's been doing this. And the one thing he showed me is to just be optimistic and don't give up. If you have a goal, you have a dream to keep going. There's no reason to lose sight of the vision. And also, I learned that the vehicle for success may change in different ways, but you have to figure out what do you want to stick with? What do you want people to remember you as? Dave has tried like so many different ways of podcasting. And, you know, he started the Brain Picker podcast. He has a podcast with Donnie as well. Like, Donnie has her own thing. He started the podcast with us. He has took leaps of faith so many times that it just inspires me to keep going and sacrifice and try different things to see what works for me.
Word. And what's one thing that stuck with you from Dave that it just keeps you going?
One thing that stuck with me, it's a lot. One thing that stuck with me is to not allow your name to be tarnished. Your name is the most important thing out of everything. So you can have a brand, you can have all these networks, but if you don't have good connections, good relationships, then you won't be able to succeed as much. And money isn't also like everything, because I've seen him like refund people if they feel as though they didn't get the greatest service that they received. And I even hold that principle to myself. If I feel as though you didn't get the service you received, or something like there was some kind of miscommunication or something where, you know, I didn't deliver as I should, I would happen to give a refund. Now, I'm not saying I do the entire project and now you saying like you want a refund. I'm talking about like just any like small thing that can cause somebody to go back and be like, oh, I don't mess with him because he scammed me or something like that. So one thing that Dave has taught me is to just keep your name clean.
Yeah, that's definitely important.
Yeah, for sure.
What's one thing that you haven't done yet with your brand that you want to do?
One thing I haven't done yet is I'm currently in a space right now where I'm making a statement for myself. So as I mentioned how Dave is making a statement like to be known for one thing, I want people to know me for graphics and podcasting. That's it. I don't want you to know me of I'm doing this side hustle, I'm doing this. Those are the only two things I want you to know me for, is that I'm a creative and that I have a podcast. So one thing that I haven't tried with my brand is max out all on my brand, like go all in on marketing and letting my brand be known. On my page, what I'm currently working on is, rather than just doing regular pictures for my photos of the pictures that I take on Instagram and stuff, I'm going to show you how creative I can get. I'm not going to just post about the outfit. I literally have a shirt on that says Rory T made it with my brand. I'm going to show you how can I get creative. So when I take these pictures, it's going to have a dope edit combined to it to show you the creativity behind it. I started off my business with just word of mouth, because that's how my business was running during the time as I was going through that season of being depressed. I was posting the first few months when I first started. And after that, I just kind of took a step back and just served. That's all I was doing, was just serving the clients. And my business ran like that for 2 years of just word of mouth. But now I'm back in front of the camera. I'm back marketing and doing different things like that.
So what's up now?
Yes, it's definitely up. We're not stopping. No excuses.
And you out in ATL, right?
Yes. I'm originally from Jersey, moved to Delaware, and then now I'm currently in ATL. And I wanted to be in ATL for so long. When I first graduated, I was like, bro, I want to go to ATL. My mom was like, slow down, relax. And so I had stayed a year, 2021, and 2023 is when I officially moved. Like, I stayed 2021, 2022, and then I went back to Atlanta in 2023 because I was traveling back and forth in 2022. So that 1 year where I stayed home and didn't, you know, move to Atlanta, I just was traveling back and forth.
Word. And they call Atlanta the Black Hollywood, right?
Yes, Atlanta is definitely the Black Hollywood.
And is that because, you know, everybody stick together?
I would say Atlanta is very small, and this is the importance of keeping your name clean, because everybody typically knows everybody. And as I mentioned, of just like word of mouth. If you work with a group of people, and this is one thing that I learned with networking, when you work with one person that already has connections, that is an entrepreneur, that does have their name and brand built, they're going to refer you to their other successful friends. So if they're successful, they're going to also refer you to other successful people. And that's why you want to be in the good space with people. So yeah, like Atlanta is definitely the Black Hollywood. I remember when I first moved here, I had saw Summer Walker when I was out to eat, and I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I just got here.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
It's who's the biggest celebrity you've seen out there? Like when you was just chilling.
Summer Walker, honestly. And I, okay. I didn't even want to do too much because I messed with Summer Walker, but I was like, she's on her own, doing her own thing. She, this her hometown. Like, I'm sure she don't want to be bothered right now.
Yeah, that's super fire. Yeah. I had, I'm not sure, you know Pimpin?
Nah.
From Franchise Boys?
Nah.
Yeah, it's probably because he was coming out when I was young. But cool. I'm sure you know Bow Wow, right?
Yeah, I know Bow Wow.
Yeah, he
you'd be like
Bow Wow. Yeah, definitely. I had him on the podcast, and had Bow Wow's DJ too.
Got you. That's hard.
Yeah,
he from be Atlanta. Let me hold you with the arms.
Super fire, man. So, where can everybody find like your podcast and like your what's your YouTube channel? Where can they find you?
Yeah, for sure. So all things that you can find me through is Rory Travion. That's where you'll find my creative agency Instagram, which is Rory Team Made It. Has all graphics and content, video editing. My portfolio is in there. And then in order to find a podcast, it's also the same on platforms. Like everything is the same. Growing Pains podcast on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all of that good stuff. Same thing for Rory Travion, Rory Team Made It. Everything is the same on all social media platforms.
But and is your key to stay independent, or like I'm sure you know you'll probably go big. Like say if BET reached out to you and they're like, we want to put your show on here, would you do it?
So actually it wouldn't just be a solo decision. It would be more so like all of us. But the goal is to definitely like blow up Growing Pains, where we are the faces of Gen Z. We're the faces of young adults who are in entrepreneurship, who's talking about bettering themselves and not just doing the bare minimum. Like none of us, we're all doing a lot of great things. Yanni, she's on the podcast. She has a Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label, and she always does her thing. And then Jada, she has this dope fashion couture brand, and it's called Jael Official. That is what she does. They both do great things, and Dave, he just kind of put us all together. We didn't even know each other when we first started. So it would be good to get a deal and be able to, you know, sign something that's dope where we could all like, you know, show the work that we did.
Right. And you said David put y'all together, because when I watch y'all, it seems like y'all like grew up together.
Crazy. That's what everybody say. They always say they feel as though we're like siblings, but now we did not know each other. I met Yanni through working with David. So I did the YouTube thumbnails. I do the YouTube thumbnails on the Social Proof podcast channel. And Yanni, she was doing the clips to post on Instagram and all of that. Jada, she was just coming in to the interview, like watching the episodes that him and Donnie did and the guest interviews that David did with people. And that's like, we just all work together. Yanni, she's from Maryland. I was going to say she's from North Carolina, but when we were shooting a podcast, she was driving back and forth from North Carolina to Atlanta. And then Jada, she's from Houston. I'm from Jersey. So we all came from three different backgrounds, and Dave just kind of brought us together, and we did not know each other. The first day we shot, Jada and Yanni, that was their first time meeting. I had already met Jada like a year ago, and then I had met Yanni a year ago through the team.
Yeah, that's super fire.
Yeah, but everybody always say we are like siblings, or they see a bond, and it just happened organically, honestly.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's a blessing.
For sure. Yeah.
What's some before we wrap it up, what's some advice you could give to somebody who wants to become like you, or like become a creator or start a podcast?
One thing I would say, some of advice, don't become like me. Become like yourself. Be a better version of yourself each and every day. Continue to improve. Continue to keep God in your life. that's one thing that I'm learning as I'm growing my relationship more with God. And that's what I believe was the foundation of my YouTube channel growing. But when I started living in self, when I started to idolize myself and idolize, oh, this is mine, this is what I did, and not include what God did when I was praying those nights for those views to come in and different things like that, that's when things started to go left. So continue to self-improve on yourself, continue to do what you need to do, and know that you have the ability to do whatever it is that you want in life. There's nothing stopping you. It's all a mental game. You have to continue to improve to be better. I always say, like, max out on life and don't be like content. Like, just don't be average. Honestly, just keep doing what you need to do in order to improve. Get around the right people, build a community, and just strive for the best you can be.
And one more thing. How would you avoid an insult? If it was in person.
I don't know. I feel like the old me would like wanna throw hands, I'm not gonna lie. But I don't know how I would deal with it now. I feel like a lot of times you could just walk away from a situation. And most people, when they're feeling threatened or when they're when they have something against you, it's not you that they're mad at. They're mad at themselves. That's misery. Misery loves company. And so that's what I like. That's how I was at a point in time when I was depressed. I was, oh, why me? Why this? Like, everything is happening to me, not realizing that everything is happening for you. So how would I handle an insult? I always like walk with the armor of God, and I know that I'm secure. I know that I'm protected, and I just keep it going. Like, I don't feel like I don't do too much. So I don't even attract that energy for real.
Or super dope. Good advice, yeah, man. Well, you know, I really, really appreciate you coming on the podcast, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you. Keep doing great things. Keep elevating. And may your podcast also elevate in the greatest extent that it can.
Definitely appreciate it, bro. When I get to ATL, we definitely got to link up.
Nah, for sure. Let's get it. Just tap in with me.
Definitely will, bro.
All right, bet. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right.
I appreciate it.